Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At least four gunmen attacked a hotel in Kabul. That happened late Saturday, and reports say two of the gunmen were killed, at least six other people wounded. There were no immediate reports of responsibility. Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel also was the target of a suicide assault in 2011 that killed at least 20 people. Taliban took responsibility. Turkish warplanes have launched airstrikes against a U.S.-backed Kurdish militia in the southern enclave of Afrin. Turkey says the offensive, which was expected, struck more than 100 targets, including the city of Afrin itself. The city has several hundred thousand residents. That's the sounds of guns at pro-Ankara Syrian rebel fighters holding positions Saturday in the Tal Malit area north of Aleppo, the strikes aimed at positions occupied by the YPG Kurdish militia. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has arrived in Amman, Jordan, where he is expected to hold talks with Jordan's King Abdullah. Earlier in the day, the vice president was in Egypt.
We stand shoulder to shoulder with you in Egypt in the fight against terrorism.
The vice president met with President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to discuss terrorism and security issues. Blaming each other for the political setback, Republican and Democratic lawmakers here in Washington closed the first day of a partial shutdown of the government with few signs of agreement on a spending bill tangled in the fight over immigration. U.S. lawmakers resumed debate Saturday afternoon about the governmental shutdown, which began at midnight Saturday morning. Opposing signs show few signs of agreement. This is VOA News. Olympic and government officials from North Korea and South Korea have met at the International Olympic Committee headquarters to confirm how they would reunite for the 2018 Winter Olympic Games in South Korea next month. Reuters' Saskia O'Donohue has more.
Easing tensions in Korea. The International Olympic Committee announced on Saturday that North Korea will send 22 athletes to the Winter Olympics in the neighboring South next month. They'll be competing in three sports and five disciplines, and the decision is viewed as a sign of moving forward over disagreements regarding the North's nuclear and missile program. The North and South have already agreed to march under a single flag at the opening ceremony in Pyeongchang and field a united team in the women's ice hockey. The North Korean athletes will be handed quota places, a rarely used form of wild card, to allow them to compete in events including ice skating, skiing and ice hockey. Thomas Bach, the head of the International Olympic Committee, said he hoped the Winter Games would hopefully open the door to a brighter future on the Korean Peninsula.
That is Reuters' Saskia O'Donohue reporting. Mayor of New York City here in the U.S., Bill de Blasio, said more than 120,000 protesters turned out in Manhattan to attend the day's March for Women's Rights, as hundreds of thousands of others did in the cities across the country. The Women's March 2018 took place on the anniversary of the inauguration of President Trump, and many of Saturday's demonstrators expressed displeasure with him in their signs and apparel. Maggie Quinn was one of them.
We're fighting for women's rights, LGBT rights, the rights of people of color, the rights of immigrants, and to support the Democrats in our government who are fighting Donald Trump.
The women gathered to call for equal rights and pay and health care, to denounce sexual harassment, and to encourage women to run for office. President Trump tweeted on Saturday about the march, saying, "Beautiful weather are all over for the great country, a perfect day for women to march. Get out there," he says, "not to celebrate the historic milestones and unprecedented economic success and wealth creation that has taken place over the last 12 months, lowest female unemployment in 18 years. Social media giant Facebook says it will begin to prioritize trustworthy news outlets on its site in order to counteract misinformation. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. We're also available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.